Dave Lewis. Open phones time. 537-1350, toll free 866-776-1350. Tweet us at 1350KMAN. I am monitoring that too. So just anything folks want to talk about, and we could get into all kinds of different things, I'm sure.
Icepocalypse. Well, you know, I posted something on my Facebook page earlier this morning about the fake ice storm.
Uh-huh.
And
wasn't totally fake.
Promptly greeted by some friends in other portions of the state, says there's nothing fake about it here in Washington County. Yeah. Nothing fake about it here in Dodge City or Holcomb.
Yeah, be
careful
with that.
There are some areas but here in Manhattan, it did not turn out the way we anticipated it, or at least weather officials anticipated it to be, largely due to warmer temperatures than what was expected.
That degree or two difference, I heard someone say, could have made all the difference in the world.
Yeah, and you know, temperatures really hardly got below freezing at all over the weekend. And
held pretty steady, thank
even this morning, so that was probably the reason why. No, I'm not going to complain. And, you know, and I had, like I said earlier this morning, Kathy, I had two events that I was supposed to participate in over the weekend, but I got to rest and enjoy, you know, just hanging out, watching some football, unfortunately. Well, I was happy at the first game.
I got to go to a K-State basketball game.
Did you now?
Yes, so that was a lot of fun. First one I made
this year. What a fun atmosphere. And I got to tell you, give K-State some credit for, you know, considering what was happening with the weather. They knew that a lot of people were not going to be able to make it. And so they allowed K-State students in for free. And that was a large reason, I think, why we had such a great turnout Saturday for that game against Baylor.
Because the students were just getting back, I'm guessing.
Yeah, do classes start tomorrow? Is that
make sure you guys subscribe, because if you subscribe, you'll get a cookie. I'm not joking. Make sure you tap.
I think so, because they opened them up early because of what they anticipated.
The follow me on Twitter, and it's going to be linked in the description. So I want you to click that link, and I want you to follow me on Twitter. I'm
going
to be giving away like three or four gift cards to three or four random people who follow me. So make sure you follow my Twitter.
Yeah, and I'm kind of wondering, you know, it's just like do you lose faith?
I try to tweet really interesting, funny tweets. So if you follow it, you can win a gift card, and then of course you'll get my amazing.
Most of the time, they're pretty doggone accurate.
Although we did have an intern that slipped in Ogden. She said in the one slick spot in her driveway, she's got a sore tailbone today. So
boom.
I mean,
ouch.
And I did hear of a few people who tried to go to church not realizing they were all canceled and kind of slid around a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know of any churches that were open.
No, seriously.
But, you know, and sometimes, you know, you just have to err on the side of caution. So.
Better safe than sorry. I know I keep saying that. And as we were talking
What's
with school
guys?
Superintendents, and luckily this happened over a weekend, so they didn't have to deal with it. They did, of course, cancel activities and such, but you're darned if you do, darned if you don't. I mean, if you decide to go ahead, people complain about that, and then if you don't, I mean, I would hate to be a school superintendent or anyone that makes those kind of decisions, because I think it's awfully tough. And in that case, you're affecting parents who have to find babysitters and... You know, you go on and on and on with that. So it's a tough call.
It is. It is. But, you know, sometimes, you know, like I say, you have to err on the side of caution. Mm-hmm. And that's what we did. We had taken steps because we were prepared for something similar to what we had in 2007. We had staff here to make sure that all phone calls and all emails were responded to, because we did anticipate and did get a number of cancellations. You know, one was the Martin Luther King Jr. activities that were to be held over the weekend, and they've moved those to this coming weekend.
Well, not all of them. In fact, we just got notice, and Andrew Shores was working on it. I don't have it right in front of me, but Debbie Nuss had indicated the prayer breakfast is actually now being put off until February because their speaker was not able to do that 23rd like they had thought. You're right on the Saturday events. I think they've been put off until this next weekend with the breakfast, and maybe Andrew can run that into us, because I don't have it right. It might be on our website, come
that
to think
intro
of it. He
made
was going to work on that.
Bleach.
So, and change all
hey, Jimmy,
that.
Okay.
Are you making
one of the things I think
again?
Would be a fascinating talking point today,
seriously?
In light of today being Martin Luther King Jr. Day, what would he think about the status of our country today? Let's go to the phones. Good morning, you're on Open Phones on K-Man's In Focus.
Good morning, Dave and Kathy. This is Irma Russo tonight from Bonham.
Hello, Irma.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hi there.
How many packages did you order?
I ordered around nine packages.
Around, but our Addison Community Church out here next door to me was open.
Ah, okay.
And a couple of people from Georgia Town came out here as well as, well, we called around, and most of our members have some pants. So,
That was my new.
You had a long way to get there, didn't you, Irma?
Sure did, but you know I drove my car because they're trying to.
Well, you had a little fall here not too long ago, so.
I had about three of them in the last year.
Oh, bless your heart.
Well, we'll take care.
From now on, so I guess I'm one of the elderly, but I don't think
a 12-year-old.
I'd never considered you that.
I found. Thank you so much. I did find the prayer breakfast. It's been rescheduled to Saturday, February 25th at 8 a.m. at the Four Points by Sheraton. So
okay.
They've
hey guys,
moved
I
it quite
a
bit. But,
now, this won't
yes.
get rid of all
good to have that updated information. It's 9:38, open phones time here in News Radio KMAM. The inauguration is Friday.
Yes, it is. That is a good thing to talk about.
Is it?
I'm not sure.
You know, and it's like there's been so much discussion,
and
so many celebrities and artists have said,
nope,
we're not going to sing there. And, you know, it's just, you know, I don't know who all was invited to sing. I know Andrea Bocelli was invited to sing, but he turned it down because he was receiving which
is sad.
It is, you know, and... You know, I know that there are a lot of very disenfranchised people.
Trees. I know how we
now,
can stop paper and trim.
Considering what happened after the election.
Mm-hmm.
But to have a death threat? That's just, that's more than extreme.
That is very extreme.
More than extreme and very frustrating and I'm sure disappointing for a lot of people.
Hey, Jimmy, what?
I believe that I talked last week,
Jimmy,
Paul Anka is going to be performing, I believe,
it's 2016.
At
I can do what I
the
want.
Inaugural poll.
I gotta stop locking in your room randomly.
And he has a, he is the writer of My Way, made popular mostly by Frank Sinatra.
Right.
And also, a pretty good version of that too. Many people. Well, the Sex Pistols kind of destroyed it. I don't know if you ever heard that version or not.
At least he got three
but
out of
they
the
pretty
five
much
letters,
destroyed
right?
it. But I understand that Paul has been a longtime friend.
I mean,
70%
is
Trump,
better than 0%.
And he has some new lyrics to the song that he is going to include in his presentation of My Way as
really?
Part of the inaugural celebration.
Well, you were mentioning all the congressional Democrats who are skipping Donald Trump's inauguration this Friday. Congressman Jared Huffman of California said over the weekend on Facebook more Democrats will be joining in. John Lewis, of course, of Georgia, making a lot of news, being blasted for saying that Russian interference in the election
delegitimized.
Thank you so much. That's Monday, isn't it?
Oh,
but
it's nothing day, remember? Yeah, well, no, it's Blue Monday.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. It's Blue Monday. It's the most depressing day of the year because you get all those credit card statements from the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Blue Monday.
Blue Monday.
Is what they have officially
turned
it to
be. Of course, you don't get anything by mail today, at least. It'll be tomorrow that you really get it.
So that's it for the
Well, whether you get it on email or mail, you know, you get the bill and...
Because
and you gotta pay it.
And I
yes,
make
you
sure
do.
See that I wasn't actually lying.
Yeah.
And
so
basically.
So anyway,
a little while ago,
the inaugural. Are you going to be watching
saying,
the inauguration?
To keep me focused. New video.
I don't know, folks. Are you?
I don't even
sure.
know what time it starts. Of course, I got
to.
Fort Riley, as I mentioned, the cavalry unit will be there with.
And it actually did motivate me because
13 horses,
I posted like 5
really?
Days in a row.
They should be
but
on the road
see,
today, I believe.
I don't believe this is the first time that they've been part
no,
of the inaugural festivities.
Barack Obama's they did, mm-hmm. I believe, one of the Bush.
Proof, that
yeah.
way there's no exposure.
But what a neat opportunity,
like,
I think, mm-hmm. that would be for that crew. And,
yeah,
and that's, honestly,
oh, and by the way,
that is one of
the
treasures, I think,
that
there is a Fort Riley that doesn't get the attention they probably deserve. And maybe we take it for granted when we see the Fort Riley Mounted Color Guard.
Mm-hmm.
Marching through some
of
our local parades, because that is just
blah,
tremendous tradition on post.
You know that.
And
was,
to see and to know that that's part of the inaugural festivities,
but,
and they've been a part of a lot
no
of other
I mean,
wonderful
suck,
events throughout the nation as well.
And those horses are special, too. I mean, they really have to be pretty cool customers. I mean, they prepare them, of course, sound-wise, and you name it. We have a phone call.
Good morning. You're on K-Man.
Of all the things that we could celebrate today, you know, when you look to see what things have happened on this day,
I did what I said in my tweet. No need to honor the
day that
exposed me. I did what I said. And,
Prohibition.
Yeah. Jimmy, why are there
in America?
Jimmy, why are there dildos with swastikas on them?
And do you celebrate that? How do you recognize that?
Yes, as a Pentecostal Prohibitionist, I do recognize that. Never had a drink. Don't intend to.
Hmm.
Good for
Thanks for being there today.
All right, thanks
for calling. We appreciate your call coming in.
Did not realize that that was.
I didn't know that either.
Part of our history on this day.
History that I did not know.
Good morning, you're on K-Man.
Hey, I just a few comments. We talk about the inauguration and different stars that maybe will participate or will not participate.
That's probably the best news channel I've ever seen.
The Academy Awards, where the people, actors and actresses, voice their opinions.
Hello, the group.
Doesn't that just make America great if you can do that? And the other thing is, you know,
stay in school, don't
agree with them or not.
Well, if you're going to make intros like that in school, I'd rather
their opinions. Does it mean they're right or they're wrong?
Good point.
And, you know, I think no matter who would have been elected, you'd still have the same thing. People will participate or they won't. That's just life, and as far as the ice storm's concerned, well, I'm sure glad that we didn't get all of that right here. Even though a lot of us went out to the supermarkets and stocked up on things, and it was good for them.
What'd you stock up on?
Oh, bread and milk mainly.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got filled up gas cans, so if I needed a generator. I did notice one of the local gas stations raised their price about 3 cents a gallon, but the others didn't. Don't know why.
What's
they
up,
did
guys?
That,
welcome
but,
to Worst Intros. Hit that
anyway,
subscribe button because I told you
I think that was
like the video, so you get your
but
cookie,
then again,
and then leave a comment on whether
either,
or not you
so,
got the cookie because for some reason people think I lied.
In Manhattan.
Obviously, I sent everyone a cookie.
Yeah, it's also students coming
intro.
Back
oh
too.
Gosh,
a lot of different
awesome.
Things that may come into play on some of that. You know, and we talked about gas prices in a news story the other day. By the way, thank you for your call, Jimmy.
Yes, thanks for calling.
Gas prices here are pretty much about the same as they have been. In fact, we're probably a little bit more in the norm. There's a lot of other areas in the state that are quite a bit higher. I think the state average, or the national average, I think was $2.39, and we're at roughly
nice
$2.15.
Nice house you got there, you know, because that's like all
so,
we can
you know,
see.
I think we're doing pretty good in that regard.
We do get weekly updates from, I believe it's AAA, actually.
AAA
sends
does
us to
right,
us.
Yeah. 9:45 at News Radio KMAN. Anyway, I
gosh. Again.
Disappointed.
Disappointed.
One more time.
Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh yeah, I had my sweatshirt on.
Yeah. You know, and I did not.
That's why they didn't win.
I did not have anything red on.
Mitch
I was
had his
wearing
unlucky
K-State
shirt
on, and Mitch, the Cowboys fan, had his unlucky shirt on. Well,
that was actually
I mean, that
for
was K-State,
K-State, I think.
Game.
Yeah, so we can blame him
he'll
for
never,
K-State.
He'll never don don that again.
Are you making
burn that, baby.
Sit down.
Good morning.
Really?
You're on.
A
police show
I,
down. Good morning. You're
I
on.
I thought you learned last time.
Please go easy.
Two comments. Go.
Well, the first one is prohibition. I know.
Hey, Jimmy, how many packages did you order? I ordered around 9 packages. Wait, what?
There might be a few people that partake in the grape in this town because that place is jam-packed. Just like the gas station right down the hill, they're always packed. People were in and out of that place, fighting for a parking place, carrying out boxes.
What the
sausages
up, guys, and Declan here, and anyways.
Do you think we have a drinking problem in Manhattan?
My sausage isn't up.
What the
you know, it's a free country.
Up,
oddly
this
enough, there was
and it was a three-day weekend for a lot of people.
Hey guys,
and, you know,
friends.
The Sunday night Welcome of Martin Luther King holiday is a very busy night for a number of bars.
A 12-year-old
students are back
vertical.
In town.
Who would have thought
and,
he was going to play Minecraft?
They take full advantage of that. What's your second comment?
Well, I think we're going to redo Prohibition at the Kansas State University football program.
Okay, guys, I thought of a genius plan. Now, this won't get rid of all bad intros, but it will definitely reduce them. I say we just...
No alcohol allowed, and they say they don't ever see anybody drinking in there. I guess, apparently, they weren't blinders. That's all I'll say about that. Thank you.
Have a good day. Thanks for the call this morning.
I'm still trying to find that date. I'm looking at the history of Prohibition, USA.
January 16th, 1919.
Okay. All right. Well, you're ahead of me. I know they proposed it in December of 1917, so that would make sense.
Yep. It was ratified this day, 1919. 9:48, we're going to take our last break here, Kathy Dawes.
Okay.
More open phones discussion. Whatever it is you want to talk about.